Missouri Net News is presented by Springfield, Missouri, where you're surrounded by the natural beauty of the Ozarks. See what's happening next at springfieldmo.org.
The National Weather Service says a winter weather advisory will be in effect this afternoon through tomorrow morning for parts of central and northeastern Missouri for snow with minor accumulations. The advisory area includes Sedalia, Columbia, Moberly, Kirksville, Mexico, and Hannibal. Light snow is expected with accumulations up to 2 inches. The morning commute could be affected in Kansas City. Missouri owes its counties more than $32 million for housing and transporting of inmates who end up in state prison. Missouri is the only state in America that repays counties for part of the daily jail cost to hold prisoners who get sent to state prison. During a public hearing yesterday, Franklin County Presiding Commissioner Tim Brinker says the state owes his county about $400,000.
We are just underway completing a $35 million jail expansion in Franklin. We have a jail with capacity right now, maximum of 130, that we've stuffed 217 in it any given day.
The committee is looking for ways to shrink the state's bill owed to counties. In his State of the State address, Governor Parson applauded the Aspire program, a program of the Department of Corrections and Department of Economic Development, to give women getting out of prison a chance to be an entrepreneur. Susan Hart, owner of Hubert Builders, is a donor and mentor for Aspire at Vandalia Women's Prison.
I talk about some of the challenges that they should be prepared for and maybe some industries to look for that may be open to hiring them. Because when the women come out, they're going to have this full-blown business plan for a company, but they know they're going to have to get a job first, because just like any entrepreneur, you don't get to just start with your new business. You have to more than likely work two businesses.
In January, the governor honored two women released from prison who have been successful in the program. Inmates have to apply near their release date, and 10 are chosen for entrepreneurship training. Democrats for President will take the stage for a state party event in Kansas City on March the 8th, but there's a lot happening before then, as Ashley Byrd explains.
Before the candidates get to Missouri, there are 15 states and a U.S. territory to award delegates, with most of that being on one day thanks to Super Tuesday. So it's hard to say if all of today's Democratic candidates will be at the Kansas City event, but Missouri's 78 delegates are a nice chunk of the remaining 2,467 left before the nominating convention. Mike Bloomberg is not likely to drop out. He spent more on Missouri than the other candidates. He came in early and bought lots of broadcast. Joe Biden has the support of the state's elder Democrat, Emanuel Cleaver. And as far as Bernie Sanders supporters go, their candidate has not stopped running since 2016. In 2017, he made a policy speech at Westminster College with vendors outside selling buttons that said, quote, "Hindsight is 2020." Ashley Byrd, Missouri Net.
This is news on Missouri Net.